blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, I have foretaste of glory divine. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. Oh, the day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Before I sing, actually, I'd just like to thank all you saints for praying for Brother John Bell, or brother, my brother-in-law, John Bell. You know, he was critically ill, and they didn't give him any chance of survival at all over the last weekend, I think it was, or the weekend before. But thankfully, he's now up on the normal ward, and he's recovering day by day. So we have thanks to all your prayers. God bless you all. Thank you. And please, keep praying. Thank you. Now, I've got a song here to sing. Now, I must admit, I have to excuse me. I haven't practiced this at all, so I'm hoping it goes okay. I think it's in the key of A. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Oh, that bright and cloudless morning, the dead is Christ shall arise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to the home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, join in, please. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the Lord comes and calls us to take us over there, we'll be dressed in white and gold, looking fair. And we'll all be walking in streets of gold, way up in the air. And the roll is called up yonder over there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the hand of God in life I see. Is the secret of his peace and the comfort abides with. Oh, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me.
That's fire.
Next week. Yeah. things of the world they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them instant heat. Oh, my night was turned to day. Oh, my bird rolled away. Now the bumper, the bangs,
marching on to Zion. Hallelujah. Non-stop. Amen. You can sing next week. Next time, come on time. Hallelujah. Come we of the Lord and let our joys be known. Hallelujah. Born in the song with sweeter chords. Those will refuse to sing, who never know our God. We know Him and we love Him. Hallelujah. But children of the heaven, but children of the heavenly King, we speak the joy. Such a beautiful, beautiful Zion. We imagine our Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion hills a thousand sacred streets. Before we reach the heavenly, before we reach the heavenly face, oh, the golden streets, oh, the golden, oh, yes, we imagine to a beautiful, beautiful Zion. Your imagine I put to Zion, the beautiful city of God. And let our songs above and every tape be. Through a man who's born.
City that. Okay, let's sing the other song. Amen. There is a land of milk and honey. There is a land of milk and honey. There is a land where we don't need money. There is Messiah, and that's the reason we shout hallelujah, praising our King across the river that shining rain ever since we
the Lord. Amen. When I was in the first song that we sang, let us sing once again, because I was rejoicing over there.
Amen.
No harm. Praise the Lord.
I'm gonna stay.
Now everybody rejoice this morning. Oh, that His blood.
I'm gonna stay
under His blood.
Where the devil can't do
humble.
I'm gonna stay
right under his blood.
Oh,
I'm gonna stay right under his blood.
I'm gonna stay right under his blood.
I want to see joy, rejoice, my brother.
No harm. Where the devil gone, do me no harm.
No harm.
Where the devil gone, do me no harm.
I'm gonna stay right under his blood.
Where the devil can do me no harm.
No harm.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. We have a refuge in the name of Jesus Christ. Devil can never touch us. We have a refuge. In the name of Jesus Christ.
No harm.
He's kept us in the secret of his tabernacle.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
No harm.
Never.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you this morning. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Let us all say, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have kept us right under the secret of your tabernacle. That, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Thank you that we have a refuge in the name Jesus Christ, where there is no harm can ever touch anyone under that name. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. We bless your name this morning. Give you the praise, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Yes, there's no other place to stay but under that blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. That is where we will live, that's where we will stay. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, this morning we have some prayer requests here. As we still just remain in prayer, let's just look at the prayer requests that are before us this morning. He said, may the saints please pray for my son. My sons, as they are both ill this morning. It comes from our blessed brother David. And then another one is that, please, asking the saints to remember Sister Lydia's uncle in Milan in prayer. He is supposed to be operated tomorrow. How many believe that this request before us, the Lord has already stretched forth his healing hands? Oh, let us pray once again. Let's remember this request before the Lord. Let the saints just claim healing in the name of Jesus Christ. And our brother who is to go for that operation. Oh, yes. We know that it is the Holy Spirit that will touch that body. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. The saints are praying, committing this request. Oh, Satan, take your dirty hands from those two children of ours in the name of Jesus Christ. Even we claim healing now. Get out from that house. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. You've given us that authority to claim healing. Lord, we have done it according to your word of God. We send forth the word. The healing, Lord, we send it forth, O God. And Lord Jesus, we know the Holy Spirit has backed it, O God. Total healing. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God. O dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. Oh, grace has been sufficient for us. The Lord has even, you have seen us through the week that is gone. We've opened yet another week for us, O God. And we find ourselves in no other place but right in your presence, Lord, to begin the week, O God. Father of the truth, oh, there is no place for us to live than under the blood of Jesus Christ, where no harm can ever touch us, Lord. Father, we know of even you established cities where people can run in and take refuge and no one can touch them. But Lord, we have more than a city. The name Jesus Christ. Oh, which is the strongest tower which we have run to, oh Lord. And that's where we abide in, Lord. No harm can touch anyone. Even as we know that our two sons, our two little children, oh God, that the devil is trying. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim total healing. We send for that word of God, believing that the Holy Spirit has already backed it. And that, Lord, healing has already taken place. We thank you, God. And same also as we remember our sister's uncle who is supposed to take an operation tomorrow. Lord, we know even before the doctors will touch him, healing has already taken place. Father, we thank you, God. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we stand before you this morning, knowing that, oh God, it is only you, oh Lord, the author of this book, that can take it and make it alive. So, Lord, this morning, oh Father, I separate myself from my whole self, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, this moment, to God, will take his place and speak to all of us. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 And then there is a thanksgiving here for Sister Lydia's teacher's husband, Michael. He was operated, and it wasn't cancer. We thought it was what? Cancer? But it wasn't cancer. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord has already healed her. Amen. Oh, we thank the Lord. How many loved him? Amen. Yeah, this morning, let's see what the Lord has for us. Let's, as we are still standing, let's take that holy book. Amen. The book of life. Amen. 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 Let's turn to Revelation 3. We will read from the verse 2 to the 6th. And then our second reading will be Romans 8, 29 and 30. The first reading, Revelation 3, 2 to 6. Let's hear the word of God. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Second reading, Romans 8, 29 and 30. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Dear Lord, this is your word, O God. We sit at your feet this morning. Amen. Father, speak to us. We are with all ears, Lord, with the expectation that, Lord, you touch us, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we be seated? Praise the Lord. This morning we have the topic, the book of life. The book of life. And it's going to be a kind of a teaching service. And most of the time, teaching service, people begin to doze off. There are really things that are coming, so please don't doze off. Because this morning, you are going to find out where you are standing. Whether your name is in the book of life or not. Just answer yourself this morning. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to answer my own self also this morning. Praise God. Now, looking at the second reading, he said, for whom he did foreknown, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be, what? The firstborn among many brethren. Praise the Lord. I looked at the word predestinate from the Bible, from the dictionary. And it told me to decide in advance or establish something in advance. Praise the Lord. Something you decide in advance or you plan it in advance. But we know that with God, he knows us before. Praise the Lord. The foreknowledge of God. That is why he said, for whom he did foreknow. That means he knew us from the beginning. Amen. And he knows everyone's fate. Amen. Before even the person was born. Amen. He knows your fate. Amen. Even before you were born. Amen. That was why he was able to say that, Jacob, I did love. But Esau, I hated. Praise the Lord. Amen. He knew the two of them before they were born. Amen. And if you could just imagine, these two children, they were not yet born, but God saying, one, I love one, I hate the other. Amen. This scripture had been something that of controversy with many people, even myself, before I got into this message. I begin to ask God, why should you love someone even he has not done anything yet on earth? Then you said you hate someone. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not knowing it is what? The foreknowledge of God. Amen. Knowing who you will be. The one that will believe and the one that will not believe. He knew all this before you were born. And so he makes what? His decision. He said, I love you. I hate you. Praise the Lord. These two children, they came from the same womb. And they came from the same father. But yet, one, God says, I love. The other, he said, I hate. Praise the Lord. Let's watch this thing. And when you read that scripture, in Romans 9, 10 to 16, verse 14, he said, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? No, sir. It's foreknowledge. Amen. There is no unrighteousness with God. He said, God forbid. Praise the Lord. And so, the foreknowledge of God knew us. He knew me and he knew you. What we will be. And so, he can what? Decide. Praise the Lord. And so, now we look at the second reading also. And we see that in the Church of Sardis, he was talking about that only some few names and some few people in Sardis were the ones that were didn't defile their garments. And they were worthy to walk with him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Only few, not many, only few were able to what? To walk with him. My brother, when we look at what? The whole Bible, we see that it's always what? A few people. And so we look at Noah's day, we saw that only eight people, few people. We looked at Lot's day, we saw that it was only three people, few. We look at what? The first Exodus. The real people who started from the beginning, that ended in the promised land. We saw that they were what? Only two. Amen. Joshua and Caleb. Now the whole thing is coming down. From Noah's eight, Lot three, first Exodus two. And so this last Exodus that we are in, what is going to be? The other day somebody said one. Praise the Lord. I'm the one. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You got to claim that one yourself also. Amen. Because I'm claiming that one. Amen. The whole thing is coming down. Eight, three, two. So, one is me. And you got to claim it also. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now it is what? What the Bible says. That the Holy Ghost is what we struggle. We fight. It's what? Violence. So now we are fighting. Who will get that one? Praise the Lord. And I know I'm the one. Even at this time, my wife, I cannot give that one to my wife. She has to fight for it herself also. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. For this one, we put husband and wife matter aside. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If it comes to really struggle, I'll push her aside and enter. Oh, yes. You understand it spiritually. That if she's trying to be a standing block on my way, I'll push her somewhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that I'll take that one. Amen. Amen. So it has always been what? Few. My brother, the whole thing is, let's now become the very one that is remaining. Now looking at the book of life. Our topic this morning, the book of life. It's very strong message that we are going to hear from the Lord this morning and from the prophet. The prophet said, now looking at the book of life, he said, names that have got to be in the book were there before the foundation of the world. Take it. Names that got to be in the book of life, they were there. God put it there before the foundation of the world. Amen. That's the foreknowledge of God. He knew you. So before even he created this world, he has already put those who names had to appear in the book of life. He has already put it there. And the prophet said, For up till now, most students, as some other students, most students have merely drawn a conclusion that God places the names of those born again within the Lamb's Book of Life at the time of their rebirth. See what some school of thoughts they are claiming. That the very day that you turn to Christ, then that's the day that you write what? Your name. No, sir. God is not compiling names now. Amen. It is already there.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Where's my sister Nachisa? So that day that she got baptized here and accepted Christ, that was not the day that her name was written in there.
Whoa.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Her name had been there even before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
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 Only when she came on earth here, she got lost. She found herself in a barnyard. But she was an eagle.
Amen.
An eaglet. The Spirit of God was in her.
Amen.
And so that day when she heard the voice of the Master, she said, "Here I am."
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. My sheep heareth my voice. Another man they will not follow. And when that eaglet amongst with what the chicks in the barnyard, that dirty place, that day when mama eagle that flew over that place.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he said, "This is not my place."
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the names are already written there. Then the prophet can just say, "Let it be known that there is not one scripture that teaches that God is presently compiling a record of names." No, sir.
Amen.
This was all done before the foundation of the world. And now listen to the shocker that is coming from the prophet. He said, "As strange as this may sound, it is certainly true." Listen. He said that multitudes who were not even born again will go into eternal life. Hey! Amen. Things are uncovering this morning. Listen again. He said, "As strange as this may sound, it is certainly true that multitudes who were not even born again will go into eternal life."
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Then somebody say, then it's easy now. Praise the Lord. If we are thinking that it is easy, that even if you are not born again, you'll be what? The only language that you use is what? Lucky. When I'm lucky. And there's no lucky in what?
Amen.
In the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if I'm not born again, if I'm lucky, I'll be what? I'll be part of it. Yeah, no, sir. The whole thing, the whole sentence is wrong.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so, my brother, let us not base on that. We are coming to see something. Amen.
Amen.
Then he said, "We will also show that there is a group of people whose names haven't been placed on that record before the foundation of the world cannot under any circumstances have those names removed." So we saw one. Let us see the whole thing here.
Amen.
The book of life.
Hallelujah.
So we see whom we talked about as sheep separated from the goats. Those are the people. Amen.
Amen.
Then we are talking about the bride now. He said, "Under no circumstances have those names can be removed." Praise the Lord. The bride.
Amen.
Their names can never be removed. And then we have the other group whose names were there, but they were blotted out.
Yes.
serious. Mm-hmm. So this morning, after the service, you've got to know where you belong. Whether you want to be the one day they will call you that. Listen, when I was in Ghana, I was preaching on this subject. There is a brother, he's still alive, so I will say if. There is a brother who was, he had money because he was a clearing agent. And he was very supportive, actually. He was really supporting me. Praise God. He was supporting the church. But you could see that he was weak in faith. He was really weak in faith. One of his problems was women. See? And when I was preaching on this subject, when I got to the separation, we will come on that. Who are they? I could see that his whole face and countenance looked so good. It has brightened. So, brother is choosing this way. He's choosing this way because he knew very well that to separate himself from what? Women has become a problem for him. But he's very good. He has been giving people, see? He's a real support. He supports people. Praise God. So he was looking at that. So after service, I called him. I said, hey, when I got to that point, your face looked so brightened and you were really confident of something. Are you banking your decision over there? He said, oh, no. 2 days later, he came to confess that truly, that was what I was thinking. Brother, help me that I will be able to be part of this, the bride. Amen. Amen. So now let's continue. I said, and will also show that another group whose names were not on that record before the foundation of the world will have their name, those who have their names in the record from the foundation of the world will have their names removed. That's what we have talked here. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Now we have, then there is a fourth group, which never appeared here. But that has given it red. That's good. Names that were not written in the book at all. Their names were not seen in the book at all. And so, my brother, these four, which one do you belong to this morning? Now we are going to take them one by one now. As I've said, it's a teaching service. I believe no one is going to sleep. Amen. Because you are going to find where you belong. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Myself, I've already begin to have looked at it closely. Amen. To find out where I am. Now let's start with what? The bride. Whose name under no circumstances could be what? Could be removed from the book of life. And let's see, look at some of the examples. We take Abraham, for instance. Hebrews 11:8-10 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go, if you want the scripture, Hebrews 11:8-10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, now listen, obeyed. And he went out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The first thing is what? Obedience. Amen. Hearing the call and obeying it. Amen. Hearing the call and obeying it. Obeying the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are studying yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you obedient to the word? It is to you now. He said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. Look at this man who denied himself the comfort of his home, the comfort of his family, friends, and loved ones. Now he's living in what? The wilderness in tents. As if he hasn't got what? A home. That is what we call separation, total separation. Separated himself. My brother, if you have been called and you have not totally separated yourself from the world, begin to now see the thing now. Whether you are in this group, that is the safest of all. To be in this group, the bride. Praise the Lord. Separating yourself, like Paul said. Look at Paul when he was called Saul. But the day that he met Christ Jesus, he said, Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, separated to the gospel. Oh, praise the Lord. Separated to the gospel, that's Romans 1:1. He has been separated from everything to the gospel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Total separation. There were people that were what? God knew them. And God could say to David, he said, I found David, the son of Jesse.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Someone. Who is what? Is to my heart.
Amen.
And who will do all of my will. He will fulfill all my will. Are we ready to fulfill every will of God?
Amen.
My brother, look at all these things. Ready to fulfill the will of God. As yesterday, the pastor was preaching here. Self. Separating yourself. Your own self is your number one enemy. Praise God.
Amen.
Look at Moses. He talked about Moses. Moses taking the whole. Now, different. See, we are seeing different angles.
Amen.
Moses took the whole burden of what? The people upon himself. Thinking about them, though they always what? Criticizing, they were provoking him. Yet, he carried them all the time upon his heart. Do you carry your brother, your sister upon your heart? My brother, to be a bride, to be in that group. Do you carry? Do you pray for your brother? Pray for your sister. You know the need of your brother. You know the needs of your sister. Do you on your own go down on your knees and pray for them? Carrying them to what? To Christ Jesus. Putting on what? The priesthood garment. The garment of what? Aaron. You know it already. There are two stones. One here. The six names here. Which he takes to the what? The holiest of holies. To bring what? To ask for atonement for them. And my brother, look. Going to the holies of holies, it wasn't easy.
Amen.
Because if you yourself, there is sin in you, you will never come back again.
Amen.
You will never come back again. That's why when the priests are going to the holiest of holies, there is what? A rope and a bells hanging on what? The leg. And if for some, as you are there, you have to be going up and down. So they'll be hearing the bells ringing. That means you are still alive. But when they hear that, they don't hear anything. It's silent. Hey. Maybe they shake the rope a little. They see that anytime they shake, the rope is what? Sounding. Kring, kring, kring. Oh, the man is gone. No one can go in there. They have to pull you out. Praise the Lord. And so Aaron cannot what? Hate his brother whilst he's carrying what? The names upon the what? The breastplate.
Amen.
And go before God.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, we are talking about the bride.
Amen.
How can you hate your brother and say that you are praying for him? We're taking it what? Easy. We can just go to the presence of God and begin to what? Say all that we want to say. But it wasn't so. Amen. Grace. Christ came and so we have what? Grace. If not, many of us already gone. Because God knows your heart.
Amen.
Your heart is not clean and you come praying. Oh, for what? My brother, my sister, we are talking about the bride. Take everything away from your heart, my brother, my sister. Let anyone that is against you, let him have his own way. But love each and everyone. Even love your enemy. That's what the scripture says. Pray for them. Praise the Lord. Before I even move on, let's turn to Galatians. Galatians 6, 1. Let's turn to Galatians and look at something. Galatians 6. Considering one another. Sometimes when your brother is in trouble, that's the time you are rejoicing. That is not scripture. You cannot be a bride. You can never be in this group.
Amen.
Rejoicing that your brother in what? Is in trouble. He said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of what? Meekness. Considering thyself also. Eh? Lest thou also be tempted.
Amen.
When your brother is down, consider with meekness.
Amen.
And with what? With the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Pray for that brother, because you also could be also the same.
Amen.
It is the work of what? The devil.
Amen.
Look at Peter himself walking with Jesus Christ. Walking with Jesus Christ. That very moment when Christ asked, who do the people say I, the Son of Man, I am? He received what? Answer from the Holy Spirit. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. When you read the Bible, from that moment, they moved away. Then Christ started talking about his death. That same man did what? He said, no, it will never happen. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You will never die. That same man. And God has to say, get behind me. Satan, get behind me. Someone just, Christ just telling him, this thing, it is not what? It is not flesh nor blood that has revealed to you, but my Father who is in heaven that has revealed it to you. Then another time, look at how the devil, because Jesus have raised him up. The devil said, I will attack you. I will let you say the wrong thing now. Praise God. That's what is here. Pray for your brother. Maybe you also will be in that same soup. Verse 2 said, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Take the burdens upon your brother, upon yourself, the burden of your sister upon yourself.
Amen.
And remember them in prayer.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because you don't know how probably it's going to come unto you also. Amen. And so we are on what? The bride. Let's move on, because you may ask, all these people, but what about us, Brother Maxwell? Let's turn to John 1. Now, to finalize everything, let's turn to John 1 and read from 10 to 12. John 1, 10 to 12. And take that as what? The basis of you also getting into the group of the bride. John 1, 10 and 12. What is there? He said, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. See? the world knew him not. He is the creator, yet the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. That is yours. Amen. That is mine. Amen. If we will believe, then he will give us what? The power. Because he knew us. My brother, it's something that when you look at the whole thing, he knew that yes, you will believe. Amen. And so he placed your name there. Amen. And so now you can sit back and know that of the truth, my name is there.
Amen.
Among the bride.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's look at what? The sheep separated from the goats. That was the group the prophet was saying, that as strange as it may sound, that multitudes who were not even born again will go into eternal life. Those are the group. And now let's turn to Matthew 25.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 25. 31 to 40. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from what? From the goats. This is not the bride. The bride has already what? Gone.
Amen.
Amen. And the bride can never go to judgment.
Amen.
They are rather what? The judges. Amen. And so these are what? A different people. And those are the people. Sheep separated from the goats. And many of them, they were not what? Born again. But what happened? He said, and verse 33, and he set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So from the foundation of the world, they were knew that they will be what? They will do good works.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So their names were there.
Hallelujah.
For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. You see? This was where I was talking about the brother. And he brightened up. Because he has been doing all these things. So he was what? Basing on this group here. Hey, my brother. So maybe from now going, you are going to what? Begin to give. Huh? Are you from today going to give now?
No.
My brother. This place. This one.
Amen.
Let it be your target.
Amen.
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 37. Then shall the righteous answer. You see, they were considered to be what? Righteous. We are going on. Then shall the righteous answer him. But a lot of, you see, we thank the prophet. We thank God for the prophet. Because many still are using this as what? As overall judgment. No, sir. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when shall we, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee and or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we ye thee as a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
That was what the brother was basing on. As he has been given to what? The brethren. And so, oh, this is where he belonged. No, sir, my brother never, ever have a thought like that. Amen. Amen. Now, when we look into the scripture, there were people who were in this situation. Let's look at somebody like Gamaliel, the doctor of law, the teacher of what? Paul. Praise the Lord. This man, it came to a time when the high priest and the scribes, they arrested what? The apostles. And they had wanted to what? Harm them. This man said something. He said, refrain from what? Harming these people. Let them be alone. Because if this counsel or these works, if they are of men, they will what? They will come to naught. But if they are from God, then it will put you what? Fighting against what? God. Amen. Leave them alone. Amen. 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 These are the people that fought for the saints. And yet, they were not what? Part of it. We have already read when we were studying the Sardis, the messenger of Sardis, Martin Luther, when they had what? Ambushed, they had planned to ambush him. One of the princes who was one of the panels just called his own what? People to go and take Martin Luther before he reaches what? The ambush. Frederick III, Prince Frederick III, such a people. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not the judge, but I'm just citing what? Examples. Let's look at what? Joseph of Arimathea. Amen. Amen. He has prepared his own tomb. But yet when it came, he saw Christ on the cross. And knew that this man even has no place to lay his head. Birds have nests, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man had no place even to lay his head. Amen. He looked at him at the cross. What does scripture say? He said he went straight to Pilate. Serious matter. Amen. He went straight to Pilate. He said, give me the body of Christ. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He, see, look, he could have been what? Even arrested. But yet, he went. He said, give me the body of Christ. He took the body. And he took it to his own tomb that he has prepared for his own. Praise the Lord. And when he read, he said, he what? Bought linen, clothed him, did everything nicely, and put him there. Oh, how many times even we find it very difficult to take something that is of our own to give it out. Amen. My brother, watch these things. Amen. Watch these things. Even those who belong to this, they do it. And you don't do it, you want to be here. Huh? Those here, they were doing it. And he said they were what? They were not born again. They were doing these services without any what, any grudge in them. They do it from their hearts. Amen. Joseph of Arimathea did it from his heart. Amen. 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 And then we want to be here, but we our hands are just like this. Oh, praise the Lord. We don't want to do any service to God. My brother, we are talking about the book of life. Where will you be? Amen. Amen. So, we have this group. See? Multitudes of them. They were not born again. But God had known them before the foundation of the world of their good works. Towards what? Towards the saints. Amen. He said, God is not an unrighteous God to forget all the good things that you have been doing, ministering unto what? Unto the saints. Amen. He said he will reward. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now we come here. This is the painful of all. This is the painful of all. There is something I forgot to read here, but all the same, looks as if because of our time, let us just move on. There's something that I had to jump over. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at those whose names were blotted out. And we could see who? Dan, Ephraim, Judas, as what? Examples. Their names were there, but they were blotted out. That this group that this is a group that will be so much painful and disappointed on that day, because they were part of the religious order of the day. See? They were part of what? The religious order of their day. Like today we are all what? Part of the religious order of our day. You and me. My brother, this is what? Serious. That any of us, if we don't do the right thing, our names can be blotted out. So we see that in the church of Sardis, he said, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. See? I've not found thy work perfect before God. You were part of what? Part of the religious order of your day. You and I, as we are seated here, but the church of Sardis, it is also to us also, that for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Amen. And the prophet said, what is the meaning of not perfect? He said, the meaning of that not perfect here is what? Unfulfilled. Amen. Amen. Unfulfilled. There are things that you have not fulfilled yet. Yes. You have left them. Amen. Amen. There are things that God is expecting from you in His word, in His kingdom, and yet you have not fulfilled them. He will blot out your name. Watch it, my brother. The prophet said, those whose names were in the book of life and blotted out were part of the religious order of that day that centered around the true God worship. You see, we are in what? We are worshiping a true God. So he's talking about our situation now. Though they said, like Judas, they didn't go all the way. See? If you are not able to go all the way, my brother, your name will be blotted out. Be sure that you are still on the way. Still going. Amen. Christ being what? Your mark that you are following. Christ before you. And you are still making the journey towards Him. Amen. My brother, stay in line. Amen. Stay in line. Amen. That is the way. There is a mark there. As Paul said, I press on. Amen. Towards the mark. Everything before is what? It's like a dung behind me. Amen. I press on. My brother, let us be in line. Amen. Because when you go away, it becomes what? Unfulfilled. Your works have not been what? Found perfect before God. He said, see how Judas was chosen of God. He was instructed in the truth. He shared knowledge of the mysteries. He had a ministry of power granted unto him. He healed the sick. He cast out the devils in Jesus' name. But when the showdown came, he sold out. See? He did not go up to what? Pentecost to receive the Spirit of God. He was devoid of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Devoid of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. He said, make no mistake about it. A person that is truly baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ, receiving the fullness of the Spirit, will be in the Word all the way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you truly have the Holy Ghost, you will what? You will be in it through all the way. No matter this, anything that comes your way. Because he said, if you are planted upon the rocks, the rains will descend. The storms will come. The winds will blow against you. Praise the Lord. But it can never bring you down because you are standing upon the rock. The Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. It will come, my brother. The winds will blow against you. The storms will come against you. The billows. But there is one who can say, peace, be still.
Amen.
Just be in it.
Amen.
It can never bring you down.
Amen.
They will come, my brother. Still stay in course.
Amen.
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 Never give up if you only you want to be in this group. The prophet is saying, that is the evidence of being baptized by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That you go through these storms. When they come, you are able to overcome.
Amen.
He said, that is the evidence of being baptized by the Holy Ghost. He said, Judas failed. Multitudes fell right there.
Amen.
That's from the prophet. Multitudes will fail right there. Judas failed. Many will also fail. My brother, be not what? Among them. He said multitudes. But all the time, it has been what? Only the few.
Amen.
That goes through.
Hallelujah.
Be among that few,
Amen.
My brother. Be among that few, my sister.
Amen.
Praise God. Let your works be found perfect before God. Fulfill what the Lord has brought you in here. Why he called you. If you don't know, go to him with all your heart. Lord, I want to fulfill your purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Your purpose for me, I want to fulfill it. Yes, Judas' name was in the book of life before it was blotted out. See? His name was there. And if we want a proof, it was when the 70 were sent. The 70 were sent, and when they came back, he said what? And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Then listen to what Jesus told them. He said, behold, I give you unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give it to you. But notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. Rejoice not that the spirits are what? Subject unto you. Why?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit falls upon what? The test and the wheat.
Amen.
Amen. The just and unjust.
Amen.
And the unjust also, they lay hands upon the sick and they are healed.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
They have also the power to what? Cast out. And so he said, don't rejoice in those things. That is the manifestation of what? The gifts of the Holy Ghost. It is not the evidence. Though if you have the Holy Ghost and you have the manifestation, that is fine.
Amen.
But to base on only on the manifestation and believe that you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my brother, you are on a false line.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So Christ is saying, rejoice not. If you lay hands, oh, the sick are sick are healed. Oh, the cripples are what? Can walk. The blind can see. All those things. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. Praise God. But watch. He said, that's not the evidence. The evidence, that's what he's talking about. That when you can go through all the storms, go through all the way. Amen. Ah, rejoice not, my brother. We go to what? We go to do our the work that we are supposed to do. We go to what? Fulfill it. Let's look at Judas for a little while here. He said Judas was numbered with the 12 and actually had a part with them in the ministry of a ministry previous to the Pentecost. See? That's what the prophet is saying. He said, the part that Judas obtained among the 12 and then lost, he said it wasn't what? Neither inferior to the ministries of other brethren. Judas' ministry wasn't inferior one. It wasn't of the, for what? He said it wasn't a devilish foreign ministry. No. It was what? The true ministry also. It was what? The true ministry. But he couldn't go all the way. And his name had to be what? Taken out from the book of life. He said, this is how they described, Lucas said, this is how they described the ministry. When it came to a time that they needed what? Someone to take the place of Judas. He said, they prayed and asked that they may get someone who will take part in that ministry and apostleship from which Judas, by transgression, fell, that he might go on his own place. He has gone on his own place, my brother. Let us not be like Judas. Amen. Amen. Judas, a devil, lost God's given Holy Ghost ministry and killed himself and went to his own place. His name was even in the book of life, but his name was blotted out. Praise God. Now let's look at Dan and Ephraim. Now let's look at something here, my brother. You will find out that Dan, okay, let's start first with these are the sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes. Yes. And the sons of Leah, Reuben, as Jacob's firstborn, and then Simeon, and then Levi, Judah, Issachar. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, remain 1, 6, Zebulun. Amen. Amen. Now, you see, all the time, people thought that Leah had 10 sons, and Rahel had what? 2 sons. No, sir. It wasn't so. Leah had what? 6 sons. The first wife. All the time, I said that's what I was taught. That Leah had what? 10 sons and what? Rachel had what? 2. Not so. Leah had what? 6. And you know what happened? Rachel was still barren. And all the time, Leah had been what? Taunting her. Oh, 2 women meeting. That's why polygamy is very, very wrong. Amen. Amen. So, my brothers, don't worry, marry a second wife. When you marry a second wife, you go to this place. What is the red one? Amen. Your name will be blotted out. And so, she was always taunting her. And she had been praying, and so now she said, okay. She took what? Her own handmaid by the name Bilha. And Bilha, my. And Bilha, Bilha, or what they call it, had 2 sons, Dan and Naphtali. Amen. Immediately, meanwhile, Leah has come to what? Menopause. She wasn't able to bring forth anymore. But because of what? You see, women, because of still envy, she also said, hey, took her own also what? Her handmaid, Zilpah, and gave it to Jacob. And she also had what? Two sons, Gad and Asher. Look at, you see, women. I don't have children. I've taken my handmaid to my husband. I've got two. And she was very happy. Leah also. Push. Praise the Lord. What's all this? Amen. But it's all in the word, the plan of God.
Amen.
It was then later, Rachel had two sons, Joseph and Benjamin.
Amen.
So these are what? The 12 tribes, the 12 sons of what? Jacob.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, when they left Egypt and they got into the promised land, something happened. We got a change of these people. That's the 12 tribes in the inheritance. So we have these people. Reuben, Simeon, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Benjamin, Ephraim, Manasseh. Whose names are left? Who are not here? Joseph and who? No. Joseph and who? Levi. Amen. Joseph's name and Levi's name are not here for the inheritance. Why? Because God separated Levi to be what? To take the priesthood and preach unto what? His brethren.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And so they had no inheritance, Levi. They were separated to be what? To take the priesthood. They took their brothers to the presence of the Lord. Amen. All what they received was each of the brethren had to give a city to hold, to Levi. So each of the brothers gave one city to Levi. Amen. So that was the portion of what? Their inheritance. Praise God. And then Joseph, his name is not here, but he was counted to get what? Two portions as his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Amen. So Joseph went out to place what? To get two portions. You understand it? So for the inheritance, it was this. Then, we go to the time when God, the most important place, when God was going to seal, amen, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Sealing, my brother, sealing is what? Is the thing that we all must what? Pursue.
Amen.
Make sure that you are sealed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sealed by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Where there is no exit, there is no entrance.
Amen.
And so, we see now, the 12 tribes sealed. Revelation 7, 4 to 8. We see Reuben, Simeon, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Levi. See, now Levi has come in here.
Amen.
Amen. Because now it is not what? It is not a question of priesthood anymore. Levi now has come in here. And now you see Joseph here. Praise God.
Amen.
And so, who are left now?
Dan and Ephraim.
Dan and Ephraim, their names have been blotted out. Praise God. Their names were in the book of life. But it has been what? Blotted out. My brother, my sister, they were part of what? The religious order. They were part of what? The same children of Jacob. But now their names had to be what? Blotted out. Why? Because they rejected God and took upon themselves the worshiping of what? Idols. Challenge God. You know, what Ephraim, for instance, he also established his city in Shechem and mounted up what? Idols. And challenged the people to come rather to Shechem than to go to what? Jerusalem. To come to his place to worship. A real challenge before God. And Dan also went with him. Amen. Dan here doesn't mean Daniel, please. So when you don't be afraid that you call your name. It's we that have shortened Daniel, Dan. I have a son by name Daniel. And I call him all the time Dan. But not this Dan. Oh, no, sir. If I call him Dan, it doesn't mean that this Dan. This Dan's name was blotted out. So I won't call my son named Dan. That means he's blotted out. Amen. So, but I've heard people have named their children Ephraim. They don't know. Ephraim. Blotted out. And he will be blotted out. Not good name. Praise the Lord. So that's it. My brother, to be part of what? The religious order. And your name being blotted out. Take notice of this, my brother, my sister. It is what? The most painful of all. Why Dan and Ephraim missed out? They rejected God to worship idols. But God had warned one time in the wilderness. One time in the wilderness, they should have taken what? Notice of what happened in the wilderness. At one time, God called Moses onto the mountains. And when he had gone, the people put pressure on Aaron. Aaron, Moses have kept too long. Make us what? A God. So that we worship him. Moses even is too long over there. And truly, Aaron bowed to what? Pressure. And what? He made what? A golden calf. And told them that this is the God that brought you out from Egypt. It's in the Bible. Said, oh Israel, this is the God that brought you out from Egypt. Worship him. And the people fell worshiping these idols. He said, when they wake up, they sit down, eat, drink, and make merry. What spirit is that? Laodicea spirit. Right. Amen. They wake up, sit down, eat, drink, and rejoice. Then the day that Moses was coming down from the mountains with Joshua beside him. Then Joshua said, I can hear some voices from the camp. Voice of what? War. And Moses said, this is not the voice of war. It's the voice of some people who are just what? Making merry. Amen. Truly, when he got there, the Bible says, what did Moses see? They were naked. Naked. That's what the Bible is saying. It was a terrible sight. Amen. Terrible sight. God called Levi. He said, now. It's not separation. How many are for God? Stand this way. And still some people stood their grounds. 3,000 of them. And the tribe of Levi just finished all of them. 3,000. Amen. That should have been what? Worshipping idols. Worshipping another God. Instead of God, your creator. They suffered what? In the wilderness. It should have been what? An example to Dan and Ephraim. But what? They looked over it. And they received their reward. Their names were what? Were blotted out. Amen. Now, let's quickly go to the fourth group. Where can I get here? Oh, I should go this way. Okay, that's gone. Oh, yes. Now let's go to the fourth group. I gave this thing to Paul to add the fourth group, and he has done it right. He put red for them. Amen. That's good. That's the right spirit. Amen. Differentiating them. Names that were not written in the book. My brother, that's one of the serious something. Hey, my brother, let's turn to Revelation 13:8. And let's see what some people are trying to go through. My brother, stay in line so that your name will not be blotted out. We are going to see something, how some people are going to suffer. I'm talking about what? The tribulation. Amen. You better enter into what? The first resurrection. Amen. Or you enter into the rapture. Praise God. As we are today, if I am to die, I have to make sure that when the trump, the shout, the trump, the eye from the archangel, I will hear it and what? Because he said, those who are dead in Christ shall rise up first. Amen. And those that are living, their bodies will change. And together, they'll be cut up off into the rapture. Amen. Amen. My brother, be with this group that is the bride. Amen. The first resurrection, together with the rapture, they are the bride. That is the safe grounds. Amen. Amen. But if you will not add oil to your lamp, and that day when the great order comes, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Get out to what? To meet him. Now you see your lamps what? Off the light. There is no light. My brother, you know where you go? That is what we are going to read now. Make sure there is always what? Oil in your lamp. The Holy Spirit. It is what? Always in line. He said, and I stood upon, Revelation 13:8, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. And upon his horns, ten crowns. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy. These are all subjects that we will just study them later. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power. Dragon gave him his power. As dragon gave the beast his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Let's go on now. Listen here. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Who can make war with the beast? Who is like unto the beast? During those days, my brother, the people, if you don't add oil to your listen, praise God, and you go through this tribulation, you meet people who are saying this, who is like unto the beast? Meanwhile, you have known the truth. Amen. And that day, when the rapture has gone, maybe it was one Sunday morning, and that's between 6 and 9, as the prophet said. And so you have prepared yourself coming to church. Oh, praise the Lord. And then you come. The gate is still not yet opened. But somebody at the top there opened the gate for you. You entered. Ah, was there an announcement last week that there was no service? Huh? Was there an announcement? Then you'll be seated here. Hey! Ah, all day long, you go out to take your phone. You call Brother Maxwell. I'm saying it for myself, eh?
Amen.
Amen. And Brother Maxwell's phone is what? Dead end. You call other brothers, dead end. Ah, you went to town, and then you hear some news. They say, some people, the police station, there are a lot of people over there reporting that their people are missing. They can't see them. Hey. Then you start shaking. The thing has happened. They are gone. Hey, they are gone. My brother, do you want to be like that? And this is what you are going to go through. The people you live with, now they will come out. Who is what? Like unto the beast. They know you. You have been entering here. They have seen you before. Don't say maybe at the corner they've seen you before. Mm. And now they have come to you. Who is like unto the beast? Who can make war against him? And you know the beast whom I'm talking about. Mm. Amen. Look at what we are going to go through, my brother. And there was given unto him a man speaking great things and blasphemies. And when you hear it yourself, you get mad. And the power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Mm. 2.5 years. 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. Oh, can you bear that? Having known the truth. Can you bear it, my brother? They opened his mouth with what? Blasphemy against God. Blasphemy against his name. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Blasphemy against his name. Can you bear it? His tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven, they will be blessing them. Verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. You see? Given unto him to make war against what? The saints. My brother, you'll be in your house. They'll come. Are you for the beast or you are for what? Where is your mark before you can even buy something from what, the supermarket? Where is your mark? The mark of the beast. Where is it? I don't know how it will be like. It could be maybe they will issue some cards. You have to show that card before you what? You can buy something. My brother, eh? Brother Wilmore, will you stay there? He said they want to make war against the saints. They'll make your life uncomfortable. Amen. Till if many say, I'm for the beast. I'm for the beast. Because what? You are hungry. You are hungry. My brother, your stomach, that's why this time, my brother, let us learn how to do fasting. If you know that you'll be going through that place, begin to practice. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Amen. But I'm serious. Praise God.
Amen.
Begin to learn how to do fasting. If you want to go through that. Because you feel hungry. You don't have the beast, the mark of the beast. Why are you going to buy food? That's what the scripture says. You can't buy, you can't sell. Hmm. That it was given unto him to make war against what? Against the saints. And to overcome them, you see? To overcome them. And power was given over all the kindreds and tongues and nations. They have power over all these things. Oh, my brother. And now listen to the 8th verse. He said, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in what? In the book of life. You see? All those whose names are not written in the book of life, they'll be worshiping him. Yes. I'm sorry to say anything about the homosexuals and gays and all those of things and all. Well, I can't condemn anyone. But those people, they will really prove that you, we knew that you were going to this church. They will really torment you. Amen. They will torment you. You have been preaching against our belief. You have been preaching against that if I'm a woman, I marry another woman, it's wrong. I'm a man, I marry another man. You have been preaching that. That time they have the authority. If you want to go through that, I said, all those who their names are not written in the book of life, they will be what? Worshipping what? The beast. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life, and the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now verse 9. If any man have an ear,
hallelujah,
let him hear.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Brother, what is he saying? If any man have an ear, let him hear. So, my brother, where are you? My sister, where are you? Where do you want to belong? Where are you? Where are you? Musicians, where are you? Musicians, come. Where are you? Where do you belong? Four groups. Any man that has an ear, let him hear. Where do you belong? One of them. Give me that song. Let's get up now. We believe that we are one of them, the bride. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. Then worship him now. Say, Lord, I am one of them. Amen. Give me that song.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm one of them.
One of them, one of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah, one of them.
Hallelujah,
one of them.
Whoa, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
And there were people almost everywhere whose hearts are out of flame.
With the fire that fell on Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean, it is burning now within my heart, and glory to it be.
Oh, I'm so glad that I can say
I'm one of them.
Aren't you glad today?
One of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them.
Oh,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them.
Oh,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Oh, these people may not learn it, no boast of worldly fame. They have all received the Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. And I'm telling now both far and wide, oh,
power yet the same.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Aren't you glad?
Oh, yes, one of them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, one of them.
Oh,
I'm
I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, one of them.
Oh,
one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They are gathered in the upper room for praying in His name. They are baptized with the Holy Ghost and powerful servants came. Now what He did for them that day, He'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad?
One of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them.
Oh,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Oh,
one of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them.
Oh,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. My brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart, oh glory to His name.
Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm
one of them.
Aren't you glad, aren't you glad?
One of them.
Oh yeah,
I believe it, I believe it. You believe it
so
also.
So glad that I can say
that
I'm
we are all,
day,
we are all in the bride.
One of thee.
Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, oh God.
Oh,
that you have
I'm
made
so
us
glad that I can
to be partakers
aren't you
of the heavenly
stay,
bride. You have made us joint. We believe it, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh,
I'm so glad
today.
That I can see.
Thank
I'm
you, Lord. We are one
Hallelujah.
Of them.
Hallelujah.
Because of the message,
oh,
because of your word.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm a one.
Thank
one
you,
more
Lord.
Time, I'm so glad.
Oh,
one of
them. I believe.
One
you
of
believe.
Them.
Oh, blessed be your name, Lord.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Oh, yes, Lord.
One of them.
One of them.
Oh, I'm so glad.
One more time. One more time.
One of them.
One of them.
One of them.
Oh, one of them.
I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them.
I'm so glad today.
Oh, one of them.
One of them.
Oh,
I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them.
Oh, just give a clap that, oh, I am one of them. Oh, hallelujah. We believe that we are one of them. We are among the bride.
Hallelujah.
We believe it from our heart.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Just bow down your heads and say, give thanks unto Him. That He has known you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That He has chosen you to conform to the image of His dear Son.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He predestinated you.
Amen.
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 He predestinated you to conform to the image of God.
Amen.
Just say, Lord, I thank you. Because I see myself not worthy, but Lord, because of your grace,
Amen.
You have given me
Amen.
Oh, to be one of them. Oh, yes. And as many as He called you, He did what? He justified you. That you have never done it at all. He justified you that all that the devil is pointing against you, you never did it because of the blood. Because of the blood that was shed. Because of it, you never did it. You are justified. And He said, as many that were justified, He did what? He glorified.
Amen.
Oh, we can say we are now glorified.
Amen.
The Lord has glorified us. As He said, we are worthy to walk with Him.
Amen.
We are now also wearing the same white.
Amen.
We are wearing the same white like He Himself is wearing. There is no difference.
Amen.
He has lifted us up unto what? Unto the adoption. We are just like Him. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord, for this grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Brethren,
Remember, myself and my wife, we will be traveling to Italy. Just remember us in prayer. We'll be away for about 2 weeks. Just remember us in prayer. Remember our pastor also. At this day, all these Pharaoh jobs and things have had to take him away from the church today. Just remember him in prayer also. And as many that were not able to come, remember them in prayer. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you. We glorify your name. Oh, Lord, we know that our two children, they are healed. They are healed, we believe it to God. Same also, the brother that is going on the operation. Lord, we believe. We believe that, Lord, even before they touch him, you have already touched him. And Lord, we thank you for the testimony from our brother Brian. Oh, that the brother we prayed for, he's improving every day. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. That under no circumstances that our name can ever be blotted out from the book of life. Our names are in the book of life. The bride that is going to judge this world. The bride that is even going to judge the angels. Oh, we thank you, O God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Lord, oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother Wilmore, come and say a word of prayer to close the church.
Heavenly Father, once more, Lord, we come before you this afternoon, thankful for your mercy. Lord, how we rejoice in our hearts to see the things that you have done for us, Lord. Amen. How you have written our names in your book.
Amen.
From way before the foundation of the world.
Yes, Lord.
You knew me, you knew my brothers, you knew my sisters. And Amen. Father, you knew us, Lord. And by your foreknowledge, Lord, you predestinated us.
Yes,
and how wonderful it is, Lord, when it is being read unto us that we are safe in your hands.
Amen.
And that there is nothing, no amount of devils can ever cause our names
yes,
to be removed
Amen.
From that book, oh God. How we rejoice this afternoon seeing my name in that book.
Yes,
Lord, as I read of the life of Moses, as I read of the life of all the other saints in the Bible,
Amen.
Lord, it shows my name in there, O God.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful that, Lord, I see the names of my brethren.
Amen.
Lord, O God, help us, Father, that we may continue walking worthy of that calling, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, making it sure, O God. Help us, Father. O Lord, Father, I pray for everyone that's here, Lord. If they should see their names in any other group but the group of the bride, Father, O Lord, may it be that you give them an earnest desire in their
Amen.
Hearts to press, Lord, to press in towards that group, O God.
Amen.
Father, for it's the only place of refuge.
Amen.
And I know, Lord, Father, that you would reveal these things to them for a reason.
Yes,
that, Father,
Lord.
They too may see themselves among that blessed group, O
Amen.
God. Remembering, Lord, the sick this morning, Father, praying for Dee and Johnny, that,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
You be with them and touch
Amen.
Them. Amen. That, Father, we may hear a testimony as the parents Amen. Go of the things you have already done for them, Lord. Remembering even Denzel at home this yes, morning, Lord, Lord that we will hear another testimony coming Amen. From there of what you have done for him, restoring him, Lord,
yes, Lord.
Father, to full health, O God. We thank you, Father, for the testimony that is taking place right before our eyes
yes,
of John Bell in the hospital,
Amen.
How the doctors had given up, Lord, and had given him a few days, yet you have defied science
Hallelujah.
Once again. Lord, he has thank come back Lord from Jesus. The deathbed, he's in a normal ward, and the next thing is in the house. Lord, oh God, fully healed, oh Father, may this testimony, Lord, do something to his soul, that
yes,
he may
Lord.
Know that there is a living God, even here in Dublin.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, oh God. May you be with the saints that could not be here this afternoon,
yes, Lord.
Remembering our brother Andrew. Lord, we commit him to you, Father,
yes, Lord.
Asking, Lord, that you would help him at work, Lord.
Amen.
And I pray for every brother, every sister that will be going into this week, going to work, Lord,
yes,
to college,
Lord.
To this and that, Lord, about their lives. May you bless each and every one of
Amen.
Them, oh God. Be with our brother Maxwell on his journey with his wife. May you bring them back safely, oh God.
Yes,
Father, we commit them to you. We ask your grace, your mercy upon
Hallelujah.
Every other request
yes,
that is in the hearts of your people. We thank you, Father. Lord, for your grace to us this afternoon, bringing us your word. May you be with us as we go home. Lord, as we would gather in different places,
yes,
let
Lord.
Our fellowship be after your word, O God.
Amen.
May you hold us back, Lord, from speaking things that would drive away your spirit,
Amen.
But that, Father, we may be completely given to your hands to do only thy will. We commit all the children to you, Lord, and everything else into your hands. We thank you for your grace, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Come on, come in, come on. The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again.
Just greet your brother and say, God bless you.
Spirit
I see that you are one of them. I see you are one of them.
He that hath an ear,
oh, yes.
He that hath an ear, let
brother,
him hear.
Just embrace your brother, embrace him.
What the Spirit said
oh,
to the
yes,
church,
sir.
Never fear, never fear, never fear.
Come
and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come out, come
out. There's an announcement that Friday there wouldn't be any service, but Wednesday service as normal. Amen.
Come out, come in, come out. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. God's voice is calling from heaven. Come out of my people, be not partakers of her sins have reached heaven. God sees her iniquities. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come out. Come out, come in, come out. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit bride and the bride say come. Oh, the spirit and the bride say come. The spirit and the bride say come. Oh, the spirit say come. Spirit and the bride say come.